So gently, we don't want to hurt them. And if it does hurt them, all you have to do is to reassure your stuffy that everything is fine. Like this. Shh, it's okay, Mr. Stuffykins. I know it hurts and I'm sorry. I'll be more gentle now, so don't worry. It's all okay. See? Just like that. When you adopt a stuffy from us, we give you all the tools you need to look after your stuffy, so don't worry about getting the right or wrong brush, because we will give you the right one. I know sometimes new stuffy owners can get a bit nervous because it's a lot of information to take in at once, but it's okay because there's no need to worry. I'll give you one of our handy-dandy stuffy guides to take home with you. Next, we move on to clothes. Now, some stuffies like them, and others don't. It's something you have to work out with your stuffy friend yourself. Just make sure they do wear clothes if it's cold outside, though. And if they're jumping in puddles, they will need wellies. Because wellies are very important for jumping in puddles. Or rain boots, as some call them. Oh, and if they get stained from being naughty and jumping in muddy puddles, they will need to be washed. Now, do you know how to wash a stuffy? Well, there's two ways you can wash a stuffy. You can put them in the washing machine. Them, but don't worry about it. I will include everything you need to know in this little book I'm going to give you. Now then, would you like to take a look at our friends here? Yes. Great. Do follow me then. Now, we have Banda the Panda. I know, very original name. Lily the Frog. Simon the Snake. Panda likes eating bamboo and loves tummy rubs. Lily the Frog likes to say totally. And she loves to write. And she likes cute things. Lulu is a leopard who likes to race. But she can be a little bit of a troublemaker. And then there's Simon the Snake. He's a bit misunderstood. But he does mean well. Oh, they're sleeping, so please don't wake them. Anyway, who would you like to adopt?